saving. Good evening, everybody. It's a cold night tonight, a cold day, actually. Just got something for you guys. Just turn to Psalm 1. We'll read a passage from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Let us say a word in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you for this day, Lord, that we can come in this place midweek, Lord, just to praise your name, Lord, to sing hymns to you, Lord. Pray, Lord, that you could be with me as I do justice to your word tonight. We do love you so much and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, we won't touch on verse 1. I think Pastor did a lot of about separation on Sunday morning, how something that's not of faith is sin, which is really hard to grasp the concept. He was preaching to you guys. I wasn't convicted at all. So he wasn't preaching to me. But anyway, I wanted to go to another church after that. Thanks for it, Pastor. But in all honesty, though, just to bit of sidetrack, I believe if there's a better church or better pastor in this town or anywhere in Australia, I reckon you should go to it. I believe that we have the best church and the best pastor. He doesn't get much recognition for it, but he's a good man, good faithful man. Pastor, I'm bragging on you. You're not allowed to do it, but I can. So, he's done a lot for me and my life, and it's just a blessing to be in a church where the gospel's getting preached and wholeheartedly the way God wants it to be, not just, watered down. I believe if you're going somewhere, you might as well get the best of whatever it is to get from the place. Amen? So let's just start on verse 2. I don't know where that came from, but yeah. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. So, do we delight in God's law? Do we love his word? Do we actually sit down and wake up and go, this is amazing? Or do we just do it for the sake of doing a repetition every day, every morning, wake up, oh, I suppose I better read the Bible, or stuff like that? But, this is the God of wonders, God that created each and every one of us, and God of the created the world and everything's in it. We're not just reading a book for the sake of reading a book. We're reading a book that the Almighty God has written for us. So, how much more can you get? How else are we going to know the will for our lives if we don't get in the Word? Who does not want to be in God's will? It's a nice place to be, and we should all be there all the time, but unfortunately, because of busy lives and excuses we do make for ourselves, that we tend to put on the back burner and go, we'll read it tonight, we should be grabbing it first thing wake up, instead of checking your emails, whatnot. We should just grab it and just read it and just spend time with God. I mean, like, you love your family, and first thing you want to do, you know, if you want a good relationship with your family, is talk to them day and night. You know, sometimes your kids probably talk too much, but it doesn't matter. You know, like, if you want a walking relationship with God, I believe that, you know, you should want to talk to your, you know, Heavenly Father, because, you know, it doesn't work where, you know, oh, Lord, you know, please bless me and that's it. No, no, you got to put in some bit of work. And like I said, call me selfish, but I love getting blessings from the Lord. I mean, the works is done in my life, and all you people here in church, and, you know, especially people here, you know, like, God's work wonders in everyone's lives, and why shouldn't we, you know, and dwell in His Word, saturate ourselves in what He's done for us and His Word and the goodness that He has for us. So, yeah. So in Jeremiah it says, the Word were found and I did eat them. In Psalm 119 it says, thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And also in the same chapter it says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And, I mean, you know, like, we get offended easy as people, but it's a guarantee from God. It says in His Word that if you dwell in it, and nothing shall offend you. I mean, could you imagine getting to that stage where you could actually say, nothing offends me? And I mean, like, that's a lot of hard work and a lot of hard work and a lot of just practice and walking obedience to the Lord. And most importantly, are we doers of the Word of God, not hearers only? It says in James, are we doing what God wants us to do? Are we just blasé about things, or just, you know, like, oh, who cares, you know? I'll get the blessings anyway and just take them and run with it. But no, I mean, He saved us from the depths of hell, and I believe we need to repay Him in every single way that we can and that we should. And, all right, so, yeah, I could cover the Word of God in like a few hours, but my nerves won't let me do that. So, you said this would get better, Pastor. I don't think so. In 1 Peter 2:2, it says, as newborn babes desiring the sincere milk of the Word, that they might grow thereby. I mean, I don't know, you know, I love milk, but Lord knows I love steak more. So I think milk is good. I mean, you could only go on milk for so long as a baby. And we desire for, you know, God's desire for your heart and mine as well is to grow in grace with Jesus, you know, to grow in every single aspect of the way He wants you to go. I mean, like, I see my kids grow up and it's exciting. It's just like watching a new Christian, you know, like, it's just exciting. They're growing in the Lord and just doing things. It's just like, you just want to be a part of it. It's like, yeah. So, like I said, I won't be too long up here. Just, yeah, and for the younger kids, there's not many here because the cottons are gone. Don't wait till you grow up to make the Word of God a centre of your life. Don't waste your time on, you know, rubbish and junk. Do put God's Word in your heart now as a child. And you know, it's better to get wisdom at a young age. Sorry, Tyler, I'm not looking. You're the only young person here. So, yeah, keep God's Word in your heart and keep His wisdom. I mean, like, us people who got saved from the world of sin, like, we wish we had wisdom at a young age, you know what I mean? Like, you know, so just do it now and He'll bless you. And, like, the beginning of, you know, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, says Proverbs. So, and to fellow Christians, are you in God's will? I mean, are you walking daily by your Saviour's side? And if not, God will, I don't know, if you're not walking in God's will, I think we're the only ones to blame for it, you and I. If we're not in God's will, it's no one else's fault. It's not your pastor's fault, that's for sure, because He's giving you food. He's giving you everything that God has for you guys. But we need to take up the reins, so to speak, to just, you know, take the bull by the horns, and we need to lead, and especially for our children. and especially for our family, unsaved family. We need to show them that God is the centre of our lives, and most of all, He's, you know, He's a saviour of our souls. So that's all I've got. Thank you, guys. Please.